Blog Talk Radio.
Show coming to you live from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are. And I just want you guys to just remember that you are blessed. And no matter what you're going through, just believe and have the faith. We're going to start our today's show with Darlene McCoy, I Believe.
Don't you give me victory?
This song is for the body of Christ. In these last and evil days, we're going to have to love one another. Love one another. Have genuine concern for each other. It's time to love.
All you do is fuss and fight.
Looking for a body that would come together. For the world will know we're Christians by our love.
Guys, enjoyed that. You're just listening to Tony J. It's Time to Love. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I hope everything's going well with you. and you are having a blessed day. The number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. We're going to go right now to the song, which is a song by an artist I really love from the Atlanta area. Her name is Antonia Lawrence, and this is Every Word.
You know, Jimmy, Jesus said that
sorry about that. I guess you must have had some technical difficulties, and I apologize for that. I'm going to try this one more time, guys. This is Every Word by Antonia Lawrence.
You know, Jimmy, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God's mouth.
Antonia, I know exactly what you mean, because it was God's word that transformed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing about it?
Come on, let's go.
Words of life.
you guys have enjoyed that. That was none other than Antonia Lawrence on Every Word. You're listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. It's coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. What we're going to talk about tonight, if you're listening, I just want to hear what's in your heart. What's in your mind? How do you feel about economic times? How do you feel about life for Christians and what and the things that you believe that God has put in your heart? You know, a lot of things are happening right now. A lot of things are happening right now. But I just like would just like to encourage you to just pray. Prayer changes things, y'all. And if we will take the time to pray, just pray. Just open up our mouths and pray. Watch and see what God can do in your life. Just try. This next song that I'm going to play for you is right now the single that's really, really being pushed. This one is consecrated for you. And this song has actually just gotten national airplay in some major cities, like in New York and in Nashville, Tennessee. This song is titled Just Pray. It's from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. That's available on iTunes and CD Baby. Just look for G-Wright. If you'd like to call into the station, the number here is 646-595-4311. And I'll be right back after this song.
People are hurting. People are searching. Without a hope in sight, when you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for the
people will pray.
Just pray.
God will do a new thing. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on BlogTalkRadio.com.
I want to give a shout out to my friends, those who are listening and supporting, and making the Heart of Love Radio Show number one on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to say God bless you. I would just like to encourage you right now that I believe that we're going through so many different things right now. We're faced with financial situations, personal situations, and I believe that God wants us in this season to really look deep within ourselves. And for those of us who have kept our dreams and put our dreams on hold, I believe that today is to not put your dreams on hold any longer. Today's the day to not put your dreams on hold. You know, because the thing about it is this. We're going through some stuff sometimes, and sometimes we end up getting away from God. We end up walking away from things that He's called us to do in our lives. And if that's you, and if you're going through that right now, I would just like to encourage you through this next song, through this next artist, that you can come back home. It's never too late to come back to God. Don't believe the lie. It's not too late. You can come back home. This is Come Back Home from my cousin, Eureka A. Wright. Eureka A. Wright. This is Come Back Home.
I never
you guys are enjoying that. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show with G. Wright. And I just have to send a shout out to my boy who's listening. What's up, Robert? You are the man. I appreciate you. I'm just trying to be like you, man, trying to make a difference in my community. And that's what the show is all about. It's about promoting good music that will hopefully inspire you and bring some sunshine to your life, especially on a bad day. Not just in the good times, but also in bad times. So I appreciate you for tuning in and keeping your dial on my station. This is G. Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And that song that was just playing is entitled Ooh La La by none other than LaJune Thompson. You know what? I don't know about you, but when I think about God, sometimes if I were to say something to God, I would say it like Darlene McCoy said in this song. If there were no you, this is a song. You're listening to Hard Love Radio Show.
If there were no you.
tonight, and you're listening to the High Love Radio Show. Please don't hold that against me. I have a caller calling in live. Caller, you are in live on the High Love Radio Show.
Well, it's good to hear you sing sometimes, too, that's for sure.
I don't have to ask you this, dude. This is my buddy Robert. What's going on, Robert?
This is Robert Wesley Branch. Yes, and I listen to you all the time. I appreciate you, and I thank you for everything that you do for all of us. I wanted to tell you a quick story because I heard you talking about people going through a lot of things, and recently I got a tweet from I just got a tweet on my phone, and the tweet said, living in a nursing home at age 47 is an eye-opening experience. And so when I looked at the person who sent me the tweet, it was actually a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a couple of years. And I knew she had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, but we hadn't really seen one another since her diagnosis. So I called her up. All the numbers I had for her were wrong. I sent her an email. She called me back, and she said, yes, that's me. I'm in a nursing home. And I was just touched deeply, so I called her, we talked, and she told me that since we last saw one another a couple of years ago, she has lost her ability to walk, and through a series of circumstances has ended up in a nursing home at age 47, the youngest person in this nursing home in Washington, in this part of Washington where she is. And she has a good spirit about it. She's going on with her life. She's an artist, and she's a playwright, and she's continuing to do what she has to do to have a full life. And I invited her to my house. I'm going to wrap it up. I invited her to my house, and she showed up in a Metro Access van in a wheelchair. And
wow.
To see this person who is so vibrant and taking on so much life, you know, for all the years that I've known her since 1991, to see her in the wheelchair like that just touched me deeply. So my encouragement to you and to myself and to everyone that's listening is when you can do, do. And do all you can do when you can do, because we never know what the future holds. We know that God is a healer. We never know what the future holds. And so while you have the opportunity, while you have good health and good strength and sound mind, do everything, follow every dream, be all that you can possibly be, because none of us knows what tomorrow holds.
You know what? You're telling the truth, then. What's her name?
Melissa. Melissa Taylor is her name.
Okay. Yeah, Melissa Taylor?
Melissa Taylor, yes.
Melissa
Great
Taylor.
Spirit, wonderful woman, and God is going to heal her. I'm holding that up, and I believe that, and she believes that, and so it's a good thing. But I just wanted to share a little bit of her story, because sometimes we get these attacks that come to us, and it's all about how we lean on God, how we stay in that sacred and safe place with Him, and just continue to have a positive outlook and to stay in that secret place with Him. And she's doing that, but it just took me a minute to make the adjustment in my own mind from seeing a very healthy, vibrant woman to someone who wheeled herself up to my front door. It was very moving and very touching. So I'm just saying, when you can do, do, and do all that you can do while you can do.
Yes. You know, and the thing about that, it's amazing that you shared that story, Robert, because I was just texting someone on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things I was saying is that I realize now how grateful I really need to be for everything.
Everything, because brother.
Even when it's amazing. Like I'll just share this with you. My CD's going national this month, and I just found out that they're playing Just Pray on 88.1 FM in Nashville, Tennessee. Of all
wow.
the places in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm really excited about what God is doing.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And let me just say, because I know you're going to go on with your story, but no one that I know, well, maybe one or two, but you are definitely among the top hardest working people that I know trying to make your thing happen. Ever since I've known you, you've been completely committed to yourself and to doing what you need to do to make it happen. So everything that you're receiving right now, you have put out the work to receive what you're receiving. So congratulations.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that, especially coming from you. You're the top one of the hardest working people I know in the industry. And,
thank you, brother.
And I just have to say, I was sharing this with you because while that's happening, I have so much other stuff that's that's going on in my life right now with trying to make sure I get the CDs prepared to send to the distribution company. And it's looking like, oh, God, you know, God, I'm in need of some finances. I'm needing some finances for real. And but I'm encouraged because God has gotten me this far. And but you know when you're going through it and plus the other things that's going through it, you know, everything at the same time is like, but it's still the silver lining is that God has still blessed me, even in the midst of what might appear to be disappointment. God still blessed me with these great things that are beginning to happen on this side, but it's like everything at the same time. Blessings coming from the right. Some of these trials are coming from the left. And everything else, life is just happening in the middle.
Yeah, and you know what, G, man? Every single person that you will ever meet on this earth and have ever met has a story. Everybody has a story. And some of it's told, and some of it is an untold story. So even the person, the nicest person you ran across today has an untold story of something that's going on in their life that is not the way they want it to be. We all share that in common. And so it's what you're going through, many people that are listening are going through. I certainly have a story to tell. Some of it I'll tell, some of it I won't tell today. But there's always something going on. What I find is that the more you give, the more you have to give.
Yeah.
And my friend Yama always talks about this, but that sometimes we're in the meantime, and we're not quite where we're going, but we're not where we used to be. We're in that space where things just don't seem to be adding up. But we all know, and I know you know this because you've preached this to me many times, that it's that time, it's during that period where we really have to practice God's principles. It really is that time. That's the time when we have to dig in. And I'm telling you what I know because I live this and so do you, that the more you give, when I need the most is when I give the most. And not just money, but my time, my talent, my heart, you know, my food, cook for people, whatever you can do for somebody else. Whatever you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you.
Yeah, you know what? Talking about food, I'm going to have to give you a call about that food thing, all right?
You can call me anytime. You know, I'm going to have to hang up with you in a minute because I got some crab legs that I'm steaming right now, so I don't want them to overcook while I'm talking to you. But I definitely wanted to reach out and let you know that I appreciate you, I support you, I listen to you. You're my friend and my brother. I love you. And anything I can do to help you on your journey, you know, all you got to do is ask me to.
Hey, bro, please save me some crab. I'll be in your area tomorrow, so please save me some crab legs.
Well, you know where I live, brother. You can knock on my door anytime.
Okay, I'm going to knock on your door tomorrow, so get ready.
Knock on my door and enjoy the rest of your night, and I appreciate you, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you, too. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and, you know, I just have to say this, guys. I just appreciate Robert for calling in and for sharing with me. And I just want to encourage you guys that, just like you're saying, we all go through some things. But at the end of the day, you just got to keep your focus on God. And basically, like Robert was saying, you know, you have to practice those principles. And being a singer, songwriter, for me, it's amazing that, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm inspired by God when I write some of these lyrics. Some lyrics take a little bit longer. Some lyrics, everything just comes at the same time, the words and the music and the lyrics. And the biggest thing I can say to you guys is this. When you're an artist, you are living out, and you're a singer-songwriter, it's almost like you are, those songs are really for you first, then to the other people. And I just realized, you know, the title of my CD is All Things Are Possible. And let me tell you this. I'm facing some things that will try me, and it will try my faith. And then God will bring back to the lyrics in my mind. I'll listen to my CD. I'll hear All Things Are Possible. All things are possible. And that's what I'm begging on today, that all things are possible, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, have to play a song because so many people are going through right now. And I hope this title track from my CD touches your heart. This is All Through the Process.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. Cause you've got to run this race and think to win. All is possible if you believe. Your dreams can come true if you walk in faith with me. All things are possible, yeah. The darkness around you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on. Time in this life. No, 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 no. All things are possible if you believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your dreams can come true if you walk in faith with me. All things are possible.
Appreciate you guys for tuning in and for making this show, the Heart of Love Radio Show, a favorite of yours on Blog Talk Radio. The show is about to come to a close, but we will be back on Tuesday from 9 to 10. We're here on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, and then on Thursdays from 6 to 7. The number you can reach me at is on Yahoo, is gwriteonline@yahoo.com. gwriteonline@yahoo.com. My screen name on Yahoo is gwriteonline. Also, I'd encourage you to join my fan page on Facebook. And that's gwrite. So look for gwrite. Also, please keep me in your prayers as my CD is going national this month. So, also, I want to say hello to a friend of mine from high school. What's up, Barrington? You're sitting there listening, you know. Now, I'll talk to you later. But you guys, I hope you guys enjoy yourselves so far, and something spoken, something said has really touched your heart and your life. I'm going to end this show right now with a song that I wrote and it's titled Consecrated for You. And I pray that this song touches your heart and that it touches your mind as well. This is my prayer, and I pray this prayer for you too.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for.